Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good Thursday afternoon. Welcome into Grant and Danny on the Fan. Danny is out. He told you guys yesterday he was having a little procedure. He was kind enough to send us a picture when he got home of some bandaging around his nose that was no longer white. One of the grossest pictures, I think, that Darius, Ryan, or myself have ever seen. So thank you to Danny for updating us visually with how everything's going with him today. But we're excited for what is going to be a really good show here in studio. I'm solo with you until 6:30 today. Rick Spielman, the former GM of the Vikings, former executive of the year in the NFL, joins me at 5. And Corbin Smith, who covers the Seattle Seahawks, is on the show at 6. Want to talk to him about Bobby Wagner. What an addition. Came down yesterday while we were on the air. That was the most excited I've certainly been during this free agency period. And it seems like that's the most energized and juiced up the fan base has been about any of the moves that the Commanders have made to this point. Speaking of free agency, we'll get into it in a second. The count is now 16 free agents for Peters Newmark in this front office. 16 in 3 days, basically. That's 30% of a 53-man roster. You add 8 or 9 players in a draft class, and at minimum, you're looking at 45% turnover this year. It's going to be higher than that. There's going to be probably upwards of 30 new players and 57% new faces on this team. Good. Nothing about what was happening previously was sustainably worthwhile or worth endorsing. So I'm very, very happy for the changes that are being made. But we'll get into free agency and the one move that Washington's made so far today in just a minute. Elsewhere, DC Sports, the Nats came out today with their lineup ahead of their spring training game. And as Toby just told you in the update, looks a little bit like what the lineup could resemble in spring training. I want to discuss that as the show continues today. Also, the Capitals are going to come up in our Beltway Blitz probably a couple times throughout this program. They got destroyed last night, back-to-back losses to kick off a 5-game road trip out west. They gave up a 7 spot. 2 of the goals they allowed within the first few minutes of the game after high sticks when they were in the penalty box against a team that has what appears to be the greatest power play in the history of the world. But the Oilers remind me a lot of the Caps years and years ago, where they can score 6 or 7 any given night. Goaltending could end up being their Achilles heel. But Washington, despite goals from Connor McMichael and Ivan Marishnichenko in the first period, ended up getting blown out by the Oilers. So I do want to discuss that a little bit later on today as well. There's plenty of non-Commanders, non-NFL news. It's Pi Day. When I left the house today, my wife was trying to plot how her and the kids were going to celebrate. So she was thinking about like a chicken pot pie for dinner, maybe baking a pie with the kids. Hopefully you're celebrating Pi Day. For me, I'm a non-pie guy, as you know. My preferred types of pie are pizza and shepherd's pie. The rest of them can kick rocks. But I'm a big Felix PA guy. You guys sleep on him. I saw him hit it for the cycle for the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards back in the early 2000s. So it's Felix PA Day as far as I'm concerned. Darius brought to my attention, it's actually National Potato Chip Day today. As much as I'm not a pie guy, I'm that much of a potato chip guy. We can rank some potato chips later. That will come up on the show here on Grant and Danny Sans Danny. Looking forward to that. And we've got some tickets to give away. Tom Papa, the comedian, is coming to D.C. We got those tickets at 4. Old Glory D.C. Rugby will give those away at 5. So a big old fat show today. A lot of meat on the bone. Where to begin, you ask? Well, one move made in free agency by the Commanders. They had to keep their streak alive. They couldn't just sit idle for more than a couple of hours. Anthony Pittman. This is not wide receiver Michael Pittman, who's really good with the Colts, who caught 100 balls last year. This is the special teams linebacker who played last season for the Detroit Lions. 27 years old, four-year pro, played all of 4 defensive snaps for Aaron Glenn in Detroit last year. But he knows Newmark, the assistant GM here in Washington, from his Lions days, and went to college in Michigan at Wayne State. This, to me, screams special teams coverage ace. Probably bad news for Kalik Hudson, I would think. But one of the things I like a lot about what the Commanders are doing in free agency, they really seem to be prioritizing special teams, don't they? Jeremy Reeves, the All-Pro, came back yesterday. They've signed a kicker. Jamison Crowder, their punt returner, came back yesterday. And now you've added another kind of ace teamer coming over from Detroit. So they are making special teams a priority. They have a new special teams coach in Larry Izzo. And I like seeing that. Which gets me to the first discussion I wanted to have on the phones with you guys this afternoon, and that is, with 16 players now added, this massive overhaul continuing, what do you perceive to be the best thing about the Peters free agency haul to this point? And what do you think has been the worst thing about what they've done? I want your best and worst as it pertains to a 16-player huge roster overhaul so far. And we'll take your calls as we go on this on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. But I figured I'd give you some of my observations first. The 5 things that I jotted down as being what I like most about what the Commanders have done. That list begins with just the aggressiveness. This is the urgency that I have clamored for and been desperate for. What I pleaded with Ron Rivera and Marty and Marty and Marty and the other Marty to do over the last few years was just attempt to improve. Use the gift of money and the one of 2 true opportunities you have in the football calendar to get better. I'm not asking for a lot. You get free agency and you get the draft, right? Please try to add to this roster. And they just didn't really seem that interested in doing it. There's nothing wrong with having a messy basement. I just ask that you try to clean it up every now and then. Right? If you have a chipped tooth, it happens. Maybe make a dentist appointment. They refused to tidy up in the basement, to call the dentist. You have a team that's not very good, that's not that fun to watch. Please be aggressive and urgent in trying to change that. They were not. This front office seems to be. And you could tell me it's about having more money or that they come in here now and they've got to spend because they just have an astronomical amount of cash that needs to be used that's burning a hole in their pocket. And that's certainly part of it. Just like part of the conversation of the lack of activity last year was an ownership change and not wanting to add a lot of money to the books. We're talking about 4 years where only in the first offseason did Washington really go out and dramatically improve the roster. 2 years ago, there were no excuses for a month into free agency when they'd only signed Andrew Norwell. That group just didn't really believe in operating with aggressiveness. They were very methodical. That's not really for me. And I can already tell that the new regime is a little more aggressive. That's music to my ears. That's one of the things I like a lot about what's happened. Show a willingness to address positions where you're bad. Everybody has a friend. Everyone knows a guy that doesn't like spending money and just loves staring at his bank app to see that he's got a bunch of money in savings. There's nothing wrong with being that guy. In fact, being that guy is probably a good thing. There's nothing wrong with being boys with that guy. But I'll tell you when it's a problem. When the person that just stares at how much money they have in the bank but doesn't actually want to spend it is your husband or, in my case, your general manager. Like, no, try to improve your life. If you need a stove, buy it. If you need a linebacker, go get one. The last group didn't. This group is. Number one thing I'm liking so far about free agency. Number two, I think Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, and this new operation are screaming as loud as they can with actions for all of you and me and the rest of the folks sitting in studios here on Half Street to see and hear. The team you like was terrible, and we know it. Pretty obviously telling you that this team stinks, in my opinion. 16 signings, 14 of them from outside the organization as external free agents. A complete overhaul of the roster. You could have, on the cheap, kept a bunch of your own guys, and they said, nah, we're good. We'll get other people's guys. A lot of one-year deals. They're just bringing in hired guns for a season because they're going, whatever culture or mindset or philosophy they were selling here, ours is different. They're changing the bones of this beast, and they're bringing in new guts for this operation, and I like that. They looked at the roster, and it seems to me like they said, we don't have enough dogs. Kind of like, what was that college coach back in the day? Remember, he was like, we got too many cats. I need dogs. I want more dogs. They are making moves. Think about the Dan Quinn quote, by the way. Remember his press conference where he talked about not a rebuild, but a recalibrate? Like, that's, to me, speaks to the aggressiveness and this overhaul where they don't plan on being terrible. Now, based on what they're signing, they're probably going to be very average. This is not a... They're not signing stars. It's not a really good team. But they've gone from a 4-win team to probably, you know, a 7-ish, 8-win team in year one, hopefully. This is what Dan Quinn had to say about a rebuild. And, you know, the opposite to me of give me 5 years, which is what Rivera said.
I would say this is a recalibrate, you know, finding our north again. And that starts, you know, with our identity of our club. So, no, you will not hear me say the word rebuild at all. This is about assessing what we have, how do we add to that, and then how quickly we can accelerate this process together. Now, how do you do that? Connection, staff, off-season, into training camp, and then ultimately putting all these guys to find the best group to help us go play as well as we can, as fast as we can. So there is no timeline on that, but we will push it hard to see how good we can get and how fast we can get. But I see it much more as a recalibration to say, let's find our north, own our identity of how we're going to get it on, and then push hard to reach that.
Their self-scout didn't last very long. They had a couple weeks to figure out what they liked and what they didn't about their own players. And what they came back with clearly was, let's go get guys from outside this building. And I think a lot of that has to do with mindset. Frankie Louvu, watch him a couple times and you just see violence. You see a guy that, I'm going on a mission. I don't know if I'm coming back the same way. My helmet's hitting your helmet, and one of us has fallen over. Bobby Wagner is a face mask-grabbing leader, right? That goes back to, I think about when I watch Louvu, or when you see that they signed Wagner, who's worked with Quinn, who's worked with linebackers coach on staff now, Ken Norton Jr. I think about the Joe Witt Jr. comment, where he talked about the style they want, the type of player they're looking for, and the fact that they got a type that doesn't necessarily work with every single player.
The way that we live is not for everybody, okay? It's not, all right? Because we're going to run and put our bodies on people in a violent manner.
Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, 183 tackles. couple of the things so far that I really like about what they've done in free agency. Third thing I'll tell you, they are giving themselves a chance to draft stars and to let the board work for them in a month. Here's what I mean by that. If you go into the draft without veterans who can start at defensive end, you need an edge. They've signed three defensive ends. Now it'd be nice to get an edge. See the difference? If you go into the draft with Jamin Davis and the Jags backing him up, you know, the special teams linebackers that they had, you have to get a linebacker. You need an impact player at the position. One of those picks early has to be someone that can help you at linebacker. They've signed three linebackers. Now, it'd be nice if you got another linebacker. You'd like to get better at linebacker. There's a difference. If they hadn't gone out and gotten Biadasz at center or Allegretti at guard, you'd be hunting for a center in the guard in the draft. Now, if one that you love falls to you, you take the guy, but you're not in hunting mode. There is a really big difference. Tight end, same thing, Zach Ertz. If you hadn't added Ertz, and I'm not telling you Ertz is a star. I'm not sitting here pretending like Allegretti is a Pro Bowl guard or that you know Biadasz is going to make second-team All-Pro. That is not what I'm trying to suggest. What I'm saying is these are upgrades. These are contributors. These are starters. These are spot fillers, placeholders at worst, where you can now allow the draft to speak to you. Let the board fall in your favor. You don't get a tight end that you like at 36 or 40? Fine. I signed one that can start if I need him to. The worst thing you can do in the draft is be chasing a bunch of needs. When the previous group would sit on their hands for a couple of months, and then the draft would come, and they'd have to get a corner, or they'd have to get a defensive lineman, or whatever the need was at that moment, you're debating between the position that you need, the four best players at that spot. Go to the store. You have to get bread. But the only bread you can choose from is what's in the aisle, what they've got. Your favorite, the Wonder Bread or whatever, it's not there. You're getting the second or the third best type of bread. Instead of stocking the pantry at home and then going to the store and picking dinner that night based on what appeals to you. Do I see something that sounds fun to make? Do I see something that might be tasty? The draft situation has completely changed by signing 16 players, even though very few of them are going to be long-term answers or stars. Because two, you take a quarterback. 36, I could take a tackle. That's really the one big need that they still, I would say, have to address and probably will. So let's say it's tackle at 36. But at 40, I could go defensive end. I could go tight end. I could go linebacker. I could go wide receiver. I don't have to do any of those things anymore. It's what I love about what they've done so far. I think there's another couple of things about what they've done that you could probably go either way on, but I'll put them on both of my lists of, you know, why you should like it or maybe why, and I'll do my list next of things that I'm a little nervous about based on the spending spree. But the one-year deals feel like a good practice to me, especially with older players. If Zach Ertz is cooked, he's gone at year's end. If Bobby Wagner falls off, thanks for the memories in your season here. If Austin Eckler's 2023 was the beginning of the end, I'll get out of that deal. It's not like you're signing 3-4-year deals with these guys like Dan Snyder did with Mark Carrier and Deion Sanders and Bruce Smith and the aging veterans of yesteryear. The other thing about the one-year deals that makes a lot of sense to me, I was texting with somebody about this today in the league, they're going to have a ton of money next year in free agency again. A lot of money is going to come off the books. A lot of these guys are going to walk. You'll keep a few of them on multi-year deals that prove that they're good fits in your system. But when that money comes off the books, now all of a sudden you're going to have some of the most money to spend again like they did this year. And let's just project out that the year went well and the quarterback you took it to, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, whoever it is, if that guy's a stud, now you're the Texans. Now you found C.J. Stroud and everybody wants to come play for you. Look at the offseason they've had with Danielle Hunter and you know their own guys re-signing Schultz and otherwise to come back. So to me, that's the dream scenario here. Is you take Daniels or May, that guy's awesome, and next offseason now you've got cash, you're shopping in a higher tier of free agent, and you're more sought-after operation and organization. I think that's part of maybe the bigger picture plan. The last thing I'll say about the things I really like about what they've done so far is that the familiarity of the free agents they're bringing in with their staff, which I think leads to a lot less guesswork, right? You guys, in my conversations with you, have expressed over several weeks leading up to this week your nervousness and the anxiety that you have about spending in free agency. You are, a lot of you, kind of the beaten puppy where when I bend down to Pecci, you're still squirmish because there have been so many Adam Archuletas and Josh Normans and William Jacksons and Albert Hainsworths. But you don't really think about the London Fletchers and the Marcus Washingtons and the Pierre Garcons and the Terry Allens. But you know why you miss in free agency a lot? You miss in free agency a lot because you add a bad fit. Because you bring in a guy, you ask him to execute a role that is a little different than what he's done, and you misforecast. You didn't project well, and he can't quite do it, right? Or just because you bring in a guy, you weren't that familiar with the player, and maybe they weren't all they were cracked up to be in your locker room. When you know the players in your building really, 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 really well, and the guys they're bringing in, 12 of the 16 of them, have previous ties to a position coach or a coordinator or the head coach, there's a little less guesswork. There's a little less risk. You know how to use them and how they can and can't be used and how to allow them to thrive on the field and what kind of guy they are in the locker room. I mean, you guys have been in business in your lives. You got a bad experience with an employee. You go to a new gig. You're not calling them. You don't want an energy vampire. They're not signing guys they've worked with before who are weight room fun suckers. I mean, they're bringing in some football lovers, right? They're bringing in guys that are going to make the building better. So 12 out of 16 of the players being familiar, I think, can be put on the list of things that you should like. Now, I made a list of things that I don't like as much, and I'll get to that next. But the question I've got for you at 800-636-1067, what's your favorite and least favorite thing about this haul so far of 16 players? I'm going to say my answer, I just gave you five options, but my number one is that they are giving themselves a chance to draft really well next month. I asked Randy Mueller about this yesterday on the show. Randy Mueller talking about the draft and the possibility of the Commanders being able to do things they want to do rather than what they need to do because of free agency as a former GM kind of got me thinking about just how helpful this free agency process could be to the draft. And I think that's my favorite thing about what they've been able to pull off. I'll give you my least favorite things next, and we'll hear from you. 800-636-1067, MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, Grant and Danny, No Danny on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, what I want to do is, and they have this luxury, to check as many boxes as they can prior to the draft so that they can then take the best available players. I think when you start drafting to fill out a depth chart in rounds two or three or even four, that's problematic. That means you're bypassing over some really good players at some other positions. And I think in this case, if they can solve a few issues before they get to the draft itself then can be used at its best when you can draft the best players and so happens that a couple of them still might be filling needs. So I think that should be their strategy. I think it will be. I have faith in the decision-making there, and I think that will happen at the end. But I think they can make some hay. I mean, you say they've signed a dozen guys already. It wouldn't shock me if they end up with signing 15 or 16 before the draft even starts. And that just gives them all kinds of options to maneuver, maybe not with two, but with these other draft picks that they have.
Randy Mueller, a former executive of the year in the NFL. Longtime exec and former GM. What he just explained is my favorite thing about this 16-player free agency haul for Adam Peters and company so far. Question for you, MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. What do you like most? What do you like least about what they've done so far? And I don't mean specific moves as much as just kind of the philosophy and what we're learning about this group. Gorgeous day in and around D.C., by the way. Hopefully, if you're listening at home and or in the car, you're enjoying yourself. This is one of those days I was thinking about it walking down the street here in the Navy Yard. If you were in college, you'd ask your professor to have class outside. I don't know if you guys ever did that bit, but when it's really, really nice on campus, you're like, small class, 18, 20 people, whatever. Just go outside. Let's do this lecture, whatever we're doing, under a tree somewhere. That nice. Day of the year candidate. All right, real quick, I'll run through these fast so we can get to the calls. Here's what I don't like as much about what they've done. They have not gotten me a star. I like elite players, right? You want to get good at football, you get really good football players. It's not that mysterious. They haven't spent enough or shopped in the aisles where the really good players are. They have not swum in the waters where you bump into an all-pro or a pro bowler necessarily. I don't think Danielle Hunter was a fit as an example. They're not close enough for a two-year deal where you almost fully guarantee him $50 million. That was a great transaction for the Texans, who are a playoff team trying to get to being a conference championship team. But like those types of guys, whatever top-tier free agents were out there, they just haven't even really engaged, it would appear. I talk about Bryce Huff a lot, the pass rusher from the Jets. You know, there are a couple of guards that got $20 million. The guy they signed was about $5 million. So they sat out the top of the market. I would have been a little bit more aggressive, not over all 12, 14, 15 additions, obviously, but one or two of those guys would have been nice. They could have been the team trying to trade for Brian Burns. It was the Giants. And to be fair, I don't think they're in a position necessarily where trading for Burns and giving him $30 million a year makes a lot of sense yet. So in a vacuum, any one of these moves that they didn't make or negotiations that they weren't in on, like I get that. But I would have liked maybe, you know, we had a cannonball contest in West Palm Beach. Darius had a great splash where the water kind of went up to the roof. And Toby, I think, somehow won in the second round, which is still very controversial in my opinion. The splashes in free agency have been fine. I wanted one of those like Darius or Toby championship round splashes where the water goes really, really high. That would be one of my small critiques. Number two, looking for things that you could say you don't love about the haul. This is a lot of short fixes. These are stop gaps. This is duct tape and glue stuff. Someone asked me this last night. I think it's a great question. How many of the guys that they have signed so far are starters on this team in 3 years? Think about that. Do the exercise right now. They've signed 16 players. How many start at the position they were signed at in 3 years for the Commanders? I'm going to say Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong, and probably Tyler Biadasz. I got three. So they've signed 16 players, and I think maybe three of them are starters in 3 years. These are very short-term building, transcending, kind of foundation-setting moves, which is fine, but they are not really building anything through free agency right now that's long-term or sustainable. Not a big deal, but again, I'm making a list of things that you could say you don't love about what they're doing. This is nitpicking. Number three, they have not shied away from acquiring players with wear and tear on the tires. Age of some of these veterans. Bobby Wagner is going to be 34 this season. Zach Ertz turns 34 this season. Austin Eckler's 29, which for a running back is like 34. They're signing some older guys. I happen to really like the Eckler fit. I think Ertz hopefully ends up being their second option as a pass catcher at tight end, not their first. I'll like that a whole lot more. Wagner's a dude. I'm thrilled about bringing him in. Played 98% of snaps last year, was PFF's number two linebacker against the run. I think he's one of the special London Fletcher types at the position who's aging like fine wine. But 34, 34, 29 in season for those three guys, it's not like they're signing a bunch of 24, 25, 26-year-olds coming off of their rookie deal. I said one-year deals on my good list because I think it sets them up to spend and have money next year. You could also say that that is a concern. You might have a lot of guys playing for their next contract. A lot of guys, when you're on a one-year deal, you're not buying a home in the area. You're not becoming Mr. Commander. You know, you cut Cleveland Farrell's arm open. He's not bleeding burgundy and gold for a couple of million dollars in one year. If you sign, like Kirk Cousins just did in Atlanta, a four-year deal for a ton of money, you're going on Atlanta radio last night talking about how, you know, you can't wait to go to Braves games, right? But, I mean, you are a hired gun when you're signing a one-year deal, essentially. And you got a lot of guys on one-year deals, half of these 16 contracts. Last thing I would say is I said that the familiarity is a positive, and I believe that. If you wanted to tell me it's a negative, I'm not going to agree with you, but I guess there's a case to be made that they're kind of going with what they know. They're not digging a whole lot to unearth the next version of the players they worked with 2, 3, 4, 7, 10 years ago. So that's the best I can do in terms of coming up with things I don't like as much. But I'm very positive on this. I like what they're doing. They're turning over a bad roster. They're bringing in depth at key positions, and they've given themselves a chance to have an outstanding draft, which is the most important part of the whole offseason. So my answer to the question I'm posing to you guys, favorite thing about the haul? I think they've got a chance now to go BPA over need in the draft at most positions. Least favorite thing about the haul? I'll say I wanted one real stud. I think Luvu's the one guy that I would say has a chance 2, 3 years from now to be making a Pro Bowl if he continues to elevate his game. Otherwise, I think there's a chance they haven't signed anyone who's, you know, going to Pro Bowls or being an All-Pro here in Washington. So a little bit more star power, not in terms of name value. Wagner's a Hall of Famer. Eckler, you took him first overall in fantasy for a couple years. I mean, in terms of actual quality overall, just one or two guys that were, you know, bigger money, top of the free agency group players would have probably been my preference. But that's what I got. Your calls are next. 800-636-1067. Best and worst thing they've done while upgrading this roster. 30% of the 53-man roster signed over the last 3 days. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Washington Commanders have landed a big-time leader, a perennial Pro Bowler, and All-Pro. Sources say Bobby Wagner, the former Seahawks star, also spent time with the Los Angeles Rams, is signing with the Washington Commanders, gets a one-year deal with a max value of $8.5 million, a deal that includes $6 million in guarantees. Someone very familiar to new coach Dan Quinn. Of course, they were together in Seattle.
That's Rap Sheet, NFL Network, yesterday breaking the news that Bobby Wagner had signed 16 free agent additions, 14 external for the Commanders. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Here is the free agency class to this point. They're not done yet. By the numbers. Three defensive ends, three linebackers, two interior linemen, two safeties, a quarterback, a tight end, a running back, a kicker, a long snapper, a punt returner, and a partridge in a pear tree. Eight defensive players, by my count, five starters. Six offensive players, I think three starters, depending on if Eckler becomes the guy over Robinson or not. And then a kicker and a long snapper. Two starting defensive ends, two starting linebackers, a new starting center and a starting left guard, a new starting safety, potential new starting tight end for now, although I'm hoping they do a little better than Ertz. Maybe a starting running back, question mark. Voice goes higher pitched. Five new core specialists. How about that? Two coverage guys, kicker, long snapper, return man. They obviously care about teams. What do you like most? What do you like least about the way they've gone about their business? Paul's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's up, Grant? How you doing, man?
Chilling.
Hey, if you didn't listen to what Adam Peters said, then you will do what you said do, which is go sign a big name. What I like is that he's sticking to the plan. He told this fan base that he was going to build through the draft. And I disagree with you. I think that, one, everybody that they've brought in was better than who's going out. And so for that, that means that they got better at each one of those positions. When you say you don't see anyone that's going to be here past 3 years, well, yesterday you said London Fletcher was the new Bobby Wagner. I mean, Bobby Wagner could be a London Fletcher. So that's
possible. But yeah. Wagner got a one-year deal. Fletcher got a several-year deal. So it's just unlikely that he'll be around.
Well, we don't know. You know why I say that? Because we're keeping our cap flexibility open so that if he does show us that he can do good and we want to re-sign him to a multi-year deal next year, we can do that.
Sure, but it's unlikely at this point that he would be here in 3 years as a 34-year-old who you signed to a one-year deal. Appreciate the phone call. Only thing I would really disagree with there is when you say everyone that they brought in is better than the guy they're replacing, you know, by and large, I agree with that for sure. I think there's a lot of upgrades. I think Logan Thomas and Zach Ertz at this point of their careers are similar. I'm not going to say Ertz, based on his injury history with Thomas, is definitively better. I think Allegretti's probably better at left guard than what they were trotting out there last year for sure. And I think just for the most part, right, guys are better. I'll take Brissett over Mariota. I think Cleveland Farrell versus James Smith-Williams is probably the same thing. Smith-Williams is younger and maybe has more upside. But I wouldn't agree that, like, every move they've made, the guy that comes in is a lot better than the guy that left. Like, I like Eckler more than Gibson because he's more established and he's done it the thing that I want Gibson to do at a higher level for longer. But if you were to tell me that Eckler's hit the wall and we find that out this year and Gibson catches 65 balls in New England, I don't think that would be a stunner either. But you're right. To the credit of the general manager, Adam Peters, he's done exactly what he told you he was going to do when he joined me and Danny on this show. Exactly what he said he was going to do. We're not going to shop at the top of the market. Nothing wrong with shopping in the value bin. I think he said the dollar menu can be good too. And, you know, we've got to add some players that can help us turn this thing around. He has done exactly what he said he was going to do. Totally. That doesn't mean, I think you could do both, though. I think they could have had the exact same offseason they've had and, like, switch out Dorrance Armstrong for Bryce Huff. And now they've done my thing as well, where they got a, I think Huff's going to be a, you know, a potential 14-sack guy over the next couple of years. I think he's breaking out and becoming a star in that area. Armstrong's probably more of an 8 to 10 sack guy. So the difference between kind of what I was hoping for and what they're doing is very minimal. I love what they're doing. I think it's been awesome. Just give me one. Just give me one star that's a real foundational core building block to go with McLaurin, Allen, and Payne at the top of your organization. Patrick's in Gaithersburg on G&D. What's up, Patrick? What do you love? What don't you like?
Hey, boss. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
So I want to say that I'm just happy that there is a front office and a coaching staff and just everybody from top to bottom that is finally on the same page as the fans. I'm not speaking for all fans. Some don't like some of the moves we've made. But personally, I've liked almost everything. But I'm just glad that we're all finally a cohesive unit and we can all get behind the same bandwagon on this one. What I don't like out of everything, I guess, would be the Marcus Mariota signing. I liked Jacoby Brissett. He was great in relief of Howell last year whenever he came in. And I think he would have been great to keep around as a backup to whoever they pick in the draft. So, that's really about it.
Yeah, Jacoby got himself a good situation in New England, depending on what they do at three. Very likely to take a quarterback, and then he backs them up, similar to what would have happened here in Washington. But for the moment, you're the starter on the depth chart. And on top of that, picking third instead of second, I guess it is possible that they could trade back and that the gap between whoever's third on their board, fourth or fifth on their board, isn't as large. And maybe if you go back for Penix or Nix or McCarthy or whoever else, you know, maybe the thought is if you're Jacoby and his agent, there's more of a chance you could start a few games at the beginning of the year in New England than in Washington, where they're taking their guy at two overall. I loved your point, though, about being aligned with their vision. It does just seem like, from a fan perspective, after years of going, this doesn't really make sense. Why don't they care about linebacker? Why won't they address the offensive line? It seems like we're seeing a little more eye to eye as a group on the outside in to what this group's thinking. 800-636-1067 is the number. Question for you guys. What do you like most and least about what they've done so far? Want to get into quarterback next. Speaking of Jacoby Brissett walking, there was a backup traded today. I think this could be used as some instruction on a Sam Howell conversation. So we'll get into that to kick off our second hour next. No Danny today. Grant Solo on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.